This program brought to you by Guns80.com, America's finest provider of 80% AR-15 rifles. Go to Guns80.com now. That's Guns80.com.
Big Brother, he's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Jade Helm continues into September. I haven't really covered it like I should. There have been some new developments. That's coming up today. We're going to get into an earthquake hitting in the middle of Colorado, and they're saying the big one in San Francisco could be right around the corner in the Telegraph. There's a lot of geopolitical news and more today, but first, Paul Watson reports on some of the giant distractions that are out there as they weaponize the media and try to absolutely confuse the population.
Is prominent Black Lives Matter activist and self-help guru Sean King the next Rachel Dolezal? Conservative news websites are abuzz with claims that King, who says he is biracial, is actually white and has been lying about his ethnicity all along. King claims he was terrorized at school for being mixed race, but a 1995 police report identifies him as white. Police also dispute King's claim that he was brutally beaten by rednecks in a racially motivated attack, which King alleged was Kentucky's first hate crime. Records show the incident involved only one other person and that the injuries were minor. A birth certificate obtained by Breitbart from the Kentucky Office of Vital Statistics also names a white man as King's father. Blogger Vicky Pates uncovered this photo of King as a child, which appears to show a Caucasian kid with ginger hair. Even King's Daily Coast colleague Burt Miles wrote a blog in which he said he was very concerned about King and his motives. Key documents appear to show that King has two white parents and that he has been lying to the public about his race, reports Breitbart. Whenever King is quizzed about these claims on Twitter, he immediately goes on a blocking spree and refuses to address the issue. King finally responded to the story earlier today on Twitter, asserting that it was a white supremacist conspiracy theory and that it was, quote, bullshit. Although when asked directly, over and over again, whether he was white or biracial, King only said that his family history was a mess and that he will never go public with his racial story. So why does it matter whether Sean King is white or biracial? Because he's become a darling of the Black Lives Matter movement and the leftist media on the basis of a personal story that may have been completely contrived. He's also closely affiliated with D. Ray McKeeson, who many see as the de facto leader of Black Lives Matter. This would also cement the existence of black privilege. Just like Dolezal, King has exploited his assumed ethnicity to further himself, possibly at the expense of other African Americans. King cited his ethnicity in order to obtain a black-only Oprah scholarship to Morehouse College. Could King have misled Oprah, an African-American icon? We've also had months of browbeating telling us that gender is a choice and not a biological absolute. Gender is far more biologically rooted than race. So now thousands of young Americans could claim they identify as black, assert their black privilege, and start demanding places at prestigious colleges. As Alan Bakari notes, King could be the latest example of individuals who covet the status of victimhood in order to achieve moral infallibility. By pretending to be oppressed, these professional victims can assert superior virtue in the public arena and enjoy the privileges of lavish, unquestioning media coverage and a plentiful supply of educational and job opportunities. Meanwhile, the genuinely oppressed continue to suffer without a voice. So what do you think? Could this scandal lead to the fall of Black Lives Matter if it is indeed revealed and confirmed that Sean King is the next Rachel Dolezal? Let me know what you think in the comments below. This is Paul Joseph Watson for InfoWars.com.
We're live. live, ladies and gentlemen. Thursday, the 20th day of August, 2015. We're going to cover some key news.
Many are in disbelief today after word of shocking allegations against a Minnesota-based talk syndication company known as GCN. It's claimed that they're the fourth largest talk syndication company in the U.S., making it even more scandalous that they've been accused of helping business owners expose themselves on a massive scale. Let's go live to Tom for more on this story.
It's being called the greatest exposure of our lifetime, while other business owners are beginning to step forward claiming they, too, exposed themselves. With the help of GCN.
It's true. They're all guilty. Every last one of them. GCN helped me get the exposure my company needed, and just think, that was years ago. Today, GCN has like 700 affiliate stations and over 6 million downloads from iTunes and their website every month.
Imagine the exposure your company can get.
Expose your business to the masses. Email advertise at GCNlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective. GCN.
Most of the InfoWars radio listening audience is aware of the high quality, affordable firearms available that are made right here in America at HDFirearms.com. One of the most exciting things about HDFirearms.com is the ability to upgrade your AR-15 platform today. They call it their low profile platform, PBX muzzle brakes, proven to help control muzzle rise. 6061 billet material with Type 3 hard coating. Bolt carrier group for 308 and 556 ARs. Custom Kydex holsters, ideal for concealed carry with .080 thick Kydex to ensure durability. Most competitors' material use .060. Configure yours today at HDFirearms.com. And my favorite, single-stage trigger, a home-run upgrade for your AR-15 and AR-10 platforms. Find out more at HDFirearms.com today or call 770-485-7015. That's HDFirearms.com or call 770-485-7015.
You are an individual with your own thoughts, decisions, and actions. So why should you be penalized for not enrolling in the subpar health insurance mandated by the government when you can be truly independent with Liberty HealthShare, a bold, innovative alternative allowing you to take back control and make your own decisions about your health care? Mention this ad when you call to learn more. 800-714-6993. That's 800-714-6993. Liberty HealthShare. Together, we are one.
We love that you're passionate about GCN. And whether you're a listener, a business owner, or a radio industry professional, we've redesigned the new GCN newsletter to keep you in the know. Get updates on your favorite GCN shows and hosts. Go to GCNlive.com and click on the banner in the upper left corner. Just for signing up, you're automatically entered for monthly giveaways. Start receiving your newsletter today. The future of talk radio. GCN.
KMLN, Los Angeles, Clone Radio. We play the songs that sound more like everyone else than anyone else. Clone.
Hitler took the guns. Stalin took the guns. Mao took the guns. Fidel Castro took the guns. Hugo Chavez took the guns. 1776 will commence again if you try to take our firearms. The Republic will rise again when you attempt to take our guns.
I have sworn upon the altar of God eternal hostility against every form of tyranny over the mind of man.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Hillary Clinton is on the rocks and could be going down. Everyone can smell her political blood, her lifeblood in the wind. She is wounded mortally if we simply press the case. And CIA, retired CIA contractor just a few years ago, very famous, part of the Iran-Contra hearings as well. Robert Tosh Plumlee will be joining us with his new questions for Hillary Clinton. He's published on Facebook. And Robert Tosh Plumlee will be taking your calls in the third hour. Dr. Edward Group will be in studio. He's not just a doctor, he's also a nutritionist and a lot more. And we'll be taking your questions and comments on health issues and other health news, Obamacare that they're trying to keep in place. He'll be joining us in the second hour. We will have open phones throughout that entire hour, interspersed as well. That said, today's news is particularly heavy and important. I want to attempt to go over all of it in some detail. U.S. to preposition tanks, artillery in Baltics and Eastern Europe. The U.S. Defense Secretary announced yesterday. Very big news. Because that's already happened, but now they're admitting it. Huge escalation. North and South Korea exchanged artillery fire today. This happened about 2 hours ago. That's out of Reuters. As that situation escalates with the North promising to basically bombard and attack the South. Now, they've done this before, but that regime is on the edge of collapse. Many analysts believe this is exactly when you would see some type of psychotic behavior by the demonic, spoiled, third-generational communist that runs that dark age country. That's coming up. I covered this story a week and a half ago when it broke, but now I'm working on this with some other folks that have photos and videos that we're going to be obtaining in Texas and other states of similar activities. Special ops soldiers use rental trucks to infiltrate and occupy California town. For some reason, last week when I got back, I was jet lagged and I made a mistake, so I want to correct that now. I got it in my mind that Jade Helm was running from July to August 15th, and then I thought about it later and checked, and then I was also corrected by Nico. It ends September 15th, and I knew that. It's just sometimes I flip things around in my mind. I want to talk about some of the true developments of Jade Helm that have been taking place. You've heard the callers calling in who've been confronted by military personnel and told to turn their cameras off or they'll regret it. That's happened to myself covering some of these events. And these type of activities are happening all over the world. In Spain, a fellow got a large fine for on his Facebook saying the police are so lazy that this local department, they should be given swimming pools and hammocks. Thought that was free speech in Spain. He was fined thousands of euros. Now a woman is even in more trouble. Spanish woman fined 900 euros for posting picture of police parked in handicap space to Facebook. And we have footage of this that we need to go ahead from the trip and pull it out. We're putting in the documentary as well. They made us erase it in front of them, but we were able to salvage it off the memory stick. There was a cathedral, famous cathedral, and police were like 50 yards in front of us, part of the shot. And we were getting shots of them repairing the cathedral with these big cranes and bricks going up and down. It looked like a Richard Scarry illustration. We weren't even actually trying to get cops on tape, though there were cops standing around with machine guns. And they came over and started speaking to us in Spanish, and I said, I speak English. He goes, oh, you speak English? You're so big. Well, so do I. And I went, look, we're just Americans. We're just here, filming, and don't mean any trouble by it. And he said, well, I could take you to jail for filming us. I mean, that's like Nazi Germany, or that's like Soviet Russia. And this is happening in the heart of Europe. They're going back under a monarchy, under Juan Carlos, who was given power by the dictator Franco when he died in the 70s. It's really just unprecedented. And our media isn't making a big deal out of it. Like when China used to sell political dissidents' organs 20 years ago, it was a big deal. It would at least be in the news. Now they just go, big deal. So it really shows a hardening of the conscience, a hardening of the heart. And when you have that, you have no empathy, so we'll be breaking that down. Joe Jennings came in today, and he said, you're not going to air the latest Planned Parenthood video, are you, today? Even more footage of small babies and large babies being dissected. One of them looks about like 9 inches long, has eyes, lips,
and is struggling and looking around, and then they obviously terminate it right there. And Joe was saying, please don't air it. I'll be honest with you. I looked at it last night when Adan Salazar posted the latest video of it struggling, fighting before it's dissected, before the child is cut up alive. And I couldn't watch it. And then I was in a bad mood for the rest of the night. And I had my parents and family over for dinner. And I was in a bad mood. And they were like, why do you look so upset? I immediately, within about 30 minutes, got raging heartburn, which I never get. I had to take two Pepsid ACs. Had so much acid in my stomach that I had to go back in the house. We were outside cooking and vomit. And then I couldn't even hardly eat dinner. There was nothing in my stomach but acid. Because I hadn't eaten since lunch. But, I mean, I never get an upset stomach hardly. I have an ironclad stomach. And, you hear about cops that go to murder scenes and see dead kids, and the same thing happens to them. There are people on YouTube making jokes about the baby. So you know what? We're going to air the video. Coming up, probably when Dr. Grip's in here. And I'm going to watch the whole thing because, you know what, I need to get sick. I need to throw up. I need to get physically upset. That's my soul saying, you got to fight this. What are you doing? Because out of that, you get real strength at the other side of it to do what needs to be done. And I tell you, the folks that are sneaking in and doing this, can you imagine their courage and their will to be around these demons for months, to get their trust and to sit there with a straight face while they're killing the babies? And I told you, they like to get them outside the womb. Under state and federal law, it is murder once they're outside the womb to chop them up. That's why they kill them and suck the brain out on a partial birth abortion, 7, 8, 9-month-old baby, with the head still inside the cervix. They open the cervix up big enough to get the whole head out. But the places that don't want to go to prison, people going to prison for this, they suck the brain out with a suction-powered large needle, huge gauge needle, like a vacuum cleaner, bigger than a turkey baster, to then implode the head, and then they check with a stethoscope to make sure the heart stopped before dissecting. Well, what I was told by insiders, we've had insiders on, insiders have blown the whistle, but footage was never gotten. Some clinics were shut down because of their testimony. The places that want to get top dollar, you need to keep the baby alive to dissect the organs and make sure that the tissue doesn't get damaged. So it takes a while to go in and cut them out properly and keep the arteries, you know, properly cut so they can be reattached to somebody else later. And I'm sorry I have to talk about all this. I don't want to. But it has to be talked about. And, of course, how bloody and filthy the facilities are. And a lot of the facilities get shut down because it turns out they are into the occult. They're doing weird stuff with the babies. I mean, who else do you think wants to sit around dissecting 7-month-old babies all day? I mean, you ever been to a preemie facility and you look at little sweet babies and your heart goes out to them? Well, that's mama that didn't want to lose the baby. We'll fight and everything under heaven and earth to save a 6, 7-month-old preemie. But they'll dissect them all day long while they fight for their lives. And, of course, doctors that were abortionists have gone public. Some of the sonograms have been released where the baby will be fighting the scalpels, fighting the tongs. I mean, they fight for their lives in there. I mean, they'll be trying to, and that's just what happens. And the vets are going to fight for their lives when they have their treatment taken away. And you're going to fight for your life under global government care when they deny you care. You're going to work longer hours. You're going to live in a 100-foot apartment. Bloomberg has now announced they want 100-foot apartments. Luxury will be 200 and 50 square foot. They're going to take everything we've got. And I guess America's going to sit there and love it. But it makes me want to throw up. And you're not going to get one Black Lives Matter group funded by Hillary and Soros. Hillary's now clearly in control of it with Nancy Pelosi. You're not going to hear one word about all these arrogant, racist people, about all the blacks getting chopped up, getting murdered, getting taken out. You're not going to hear anything about it. 9-year-old girl shot dead in Ferguson. No riots, no protests, as it was black on black. But more burning and attacks in St. Louis after a SWAT raid. The guy supposedly pulled a gun and they killed him. That's the media's mastery. To stir folks up on things that are like a one on a billion Richter scale. While babies are being chopped up fighting for their lives.
We call it the crapper, water closet, outhouse, or bathroom. But where do you go when there's nowhere to go? The answer is the Biffy Bag. The Biffy Bag is a pocket-sized disposable toilet that fits in your glove box, tackle box, toolbox, backpack, or purse. The Biffy Bag has everything you need for a sanitary and comfortable relief experience. It's ready to use in just seconds, and just toss it in the trash when you're done. It's your Biffy in a jiffy. BiffyBag.com. BiffyBag.com.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and bad tweets can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. Reputation.com can protect your good name. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. Call 800-839-5936. 800-839-5936.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, two of our top priorities are providing quality food at a reasonable price and protecting your security. When you call 800-700-2184, we will never record your phone call and never ask for your personal information, like how much food you have stored or where you keep it. We'll also never store your credit card information and email address on a computer. Your email address will never be shared or sold. We'll never limit the number of boxes you can purchase. We'll never use outside packers or use relabeled food from another company. Our meals are naturally high in fiber, carbs, and protein, and everything is packed with oxygen absorbers and Mylar pouches under our direct supervision at our plant in Oregon. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low by buying directly from their producers in Oregon and then passing the savings on to you. Call 800-700-2184 and purchase our 30-day 90-serving emergency food supply for only $99, and $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Visit our website, 30dayfoodsupply.com, or call 800-700-2184. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com at 800-700-2184.
Who's among the worst at keeping your data private? The Electronic Frontier Foundation Privacy Report says it's AT&T. AT&T customers need to know this when calling the Alex Jones 24-7 Listen Line at 1-605-562-9000. Big Brother is listening. No apps, no data, no internet needed, and no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. Call the Alex Jones 24-7 Listen Line on any phone, but please don't use AT&T. For everyone else, bookmark Alex Jones Listen Line number today, 1-605-562-9000. That's 1-605-562-9000.
You are an individual with your own thoughts, decisions, and actions. So why should you be penalized for not enrolling in the subpar health insurance mandated by the government when you can be truly independent with Liberty HealthShare, a bold, innovative alternative allowing you to take back control and make your own decisions about your health care? Mention this ad when you call to learn more. 800-714-6993. That's 800-714-6993. Liberty HealthShare. Together, we are one.
Hey, Berkey Guy here. Are you still drinking unfiltered tap water? Does your water contain chlorine or fluoride? Will you have drinkable water in an emergency? The Berkey Guy is here to help you remove these and other potential contaminants from your water, thus helping you drink clean, purified water. We offer Berkey water purification systems at the lowest available prices online. Don't go another moment without Berkey system. Over the last 10 years, we've helped thousands drink clean, purified water. Join them by visiting GoBerkey.com or call me, the Berkey Guy, at 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653.
KatieArmor.com is your one-stop shop for the most affordable body armor period. With packages starting at $169.99 and free shipping on every order, Katie offers soft armor and rifle threat rated armor up to level 4. Go to KatieArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Mention this ad and receive a free tactical scarf for a limited time with any body armor package. That's KatieArmor.com. Come and take it.
All right, I digressed off into Don Salazar's article about the latest video smuggled out of the baby organ harvesting factories where the women aren't told what's happening, where they're told just sign a bunch of forms. Horror, intact fetuses moves arms and legs outside womb in latest Planned Parenthood video. I'm looking at this fetus and its heart is beating and I don't know what to think. those of you that are for abortion, go watch the video. And don't say that we're obscene showing this. Again, if you're a new listener driving along on the highway going, why does he keep saying, look at this? We are simulcast television. And I'm the first person in the internet age to simulcast a radio TV show. There have been TV shows that have been aired on the radio many times in that format. But this is radio style, free flow, teleprompter free, in a professional million-dollar studio, basically. Because it adds another layer. You know, first with talk radio, when the internet came along, people could say, go to the site, look at this, and people could share the same photos, the same articles together there, starting in the early 90s, with the internet becoming more widespread. But now with television, you see almost every major radio show moving into this format, and that's just the natural evolution. But I am proud of the fact that I've been doing it since 1996, off and on, and then full-time for the last 12 years. But I digress. If you're a new listener, Infowars.com/show. When you hear me say, put it on screen or look at this graph. Radio is the main audience, though, and sometimes we forget that. I, myself, guest we have on, basically try to air videos that don't translate well on radio. So we always have to think about that in the main and understand that about 80% of this audience is AM and FM affiliates out there across the United States that are so essential that we support and promote and become sponsors of or support the sponsors of and let them know you're supporting the sponsors and tell everyone you know every day to tune in, because the big power of this broadcast is in the major cities across this country where we're on the air, you're able to get huge amounts of people to tune in. And please keep doing that. It's having a giant, huge effect. And pray for those wonderful affiliates as well that are actually standing for the truth. You notice that more and more of this information is becoming mainstream. And that's because of the bravery of our affiliates, some of which we have affiliates in upstate New York and places in Tennessee, like WBCR in Knoxville and others that have been carrying this broadcast for, I think, Tennessee, 16, 17 years. Upstate New York, Dr. Wolf stations up there. A great Jewish Christian American who died a few years ago, but his son runs it. We're on three affiliates in Rochester and Buffalo and other areas. We've been on there about 17, 18 years. Those are some of our oldest affiliates, but we have a lot of new affiliates across the country, and they're so important. I didn't mean to go off on a jag about that. It's just absolutely a key working part of everything we're doing here in the InfoWar. In fact, it's the heart of it. So I want to thank those affiliates. And listeners are going out, joining with the stations, and paying for billboards for the show. That's happening across the country. But don't count on others to step up. Now is the time to put your money where your mouth is. We're going to lose everything if we don't put in a full effort. And here's the good news. In the bad news, the fact that things are so bad now and so naked and so out in the open with all the tyranny and the arrogance, that people now are ready to wake up, if they ever will. Some people are deeper in denial. You can't reach them. But on average, people are the most receptive to the truth now they've ever been. And that's why they're pushing people like Donald Trump right now, whether he be good, bad, or a mix of the two. That's why he's so popular, and the more he's attacked, the more popular he gets. Because when the mainstream media attacks you, that is the seal of approval. As I told Politico when Rand Paul got elected 4 or 5 years ago, they said, yeah, everybody came after him. He only got more popular, the dirty tricks. What's the secret? And I said, well, it's a populist libertarian system he's promoting. But more importantly, everyone demonized him in the establishment. And if you want to destroy Rand Paul, you've got to endorse his ideas. But then he wins anyways. So to bring down Rand Paul and eclipse him, into the vacuum comes Donald Trump. I just hope he's for real. We have a really important report from the Nightly News last night that I want to air, where David Knight breaks down some of the different angles to what Trump's really proposing. I wouldn't say it's an attack piece. It's a thoughtful piece. And I want to believe in Donald Trump, but we need to hold his feet to the fire, and we need to research what he's up to. That's coming up then. The fall of Hillary appears to be completely imminent.
The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
But now, boy.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Most of the InfoWars radio listening audience is aware of the high quality, affordable firearms available that are made right here in America at HDFirearms.com. One of the most exciting things about HDFirearms.com is the ability to upgrade your AR-15 platform today. They call it their low profile platform, PVX muzzle brakes, proven to help control muzzle rise. 6061 billet material with Type 3 hard coating, bolt carrier group for 308 and 556 ARs, custom Kydex holster. Ideal for concealed carry with .080 thick Kydex to ensure durability. Most competitors' material use .060. Configure yours today at HDFirearms.com. And my favorite, single-stage trigger, a home run upgrade for your AR-15 and AR-10 platforms. Find out more at HDFirearms.com today or call 770-485-7015. That's HDFirearms.com or call 770-485-7015.
The human body is more than 60% water. Your brain and muscles are 75% water. And your blood is 92% water. Water is vital to your body, and alkalizing your water is the key to keep it running at its best. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops keep your entire body healthy, boosts energy, promotes weight loss, and even fights cancer. Call 800-518-7615 or go to AlkaVision.com to find out more. That's ALKAVision.com.
Now, a twice-as-nice twin kit special offer from Complete H2O Minerals for all GCN listeners. Get a Complete H2O Minerals twin kit with 33 different minerals, vitamins, and amino acids all in a liquid form. Enough for two people for 1 month. Regular price, $89.95. But now Complete H2O Minerals is offering the twin kit for $69.95. And all GCN listeners receive a bonus 16-ounce bottle of ionic silver absolutely free with free shipping. A $120 total value. Hurry, limited time offer. Call 803-794-4767 or click CompleteH2OMinerals.com.
The Alex Jones Show, because there is a war on for your mind.
Jones here back live. Thank you for joining us on this Thursday edition. I'm going to take some special reports for tomorrow. David Knight will be hosting because I'm flying up to Toronto, Canada, to be part of an event George Norrie's putting on at the Queen Elizabeth II Theater there in Toronto. And then, of course, I may be back in time for the show. The plane's exactly on time Sunday. I'll probably end up co-hosting that with David, but we'll see, but I will also be shooting some reports from Toronto that we'll have for the Sunday radio show, 4 to 6 p.m. Central, but it's always informative. We have some big guests lined up for you tomorrow, and a lot of news we're going to be covering with David Knight. Speaking of David Knight, he did a report last night breaking down different angles of what Trump's policies would really do. And I already see Trump saying that, well, it's the right thing to do to deport all these illegals and to try to get rid of anchor baby status, but that he would accelerate bringing in people that actually have skills, have jobs, or who were here with good records. And that makes sense. You have to be deported. Then we can create a quicker pathway because you're not a felon, you had a job, you paid taxes, let you come right back. I mean, every other country has very serious immigration laws. You can get into Mexico very easily, but you can't use any other services. And if they catch you coming in from Latin America, 6 months to a year hard labor in an open-air prison with mosquitoes biting you all day, something out of Devil's Island, like a French penal colony. And that's even been in the New York Times that Mexico has some of the most draconian immigration laws in the world. Until a decade ago or so, you couldn't own land if you weren't a Mexican citizen. Well, why is Mexico allowed to have these rules and other countries? But we can't. I mean, we can't take on the whole world. The world's going into a massive depression. And then to make it worse, the illegals come in, they get put on the Democratic Party gravy train, get filled with liberation theology and racist hate the white people ideology, and that is what's going on. And it's a ticking time bomb. But here's Trump first in a New Hampshire event yesterday saying that he's not going to drop out. And this is good because he doesn't need to drop out. He doesn't need to run third party because he's a, quote, conservative mainly. That would put Hillary Clinton or, God forbid, Bernie Sanders in. And I'm not normally a lesser of two evils person, but let me tell you, any of the Republicans but Jeb Bush would be better than Hillary Clinton or Bernie Sanders. I mean, I don't think Bernie Sanders is an inherently evil person, but he's never worked a day in his life. He is a demonic little stupid chipmunk. I mean, look at his senatorial photo. I mean, I don't usually go off looks, but I mean, Hillary looks like the Joker, acts like the Joker, and Sanders is this pie in the sky guy. The Walmart people have billions. We need to take it. Well, we need to understand Walmart has its employees subsidized, about half of them on welfare. Walmart does deals with China with slave goods. If he criticized Walmart along those lines, I'd say more power to him. Yes, the Walmart people got their money by changing the way retail sales work. There's something like 30% of retail sales in this country, something like 15% worldwide. And yes, they've helped deindustrialize this country. But that's Americans' actions. Small-town America killed itself, committed Harry Caray with Walmart. So I don't blame the liquor companies when we got 100,000 people dying of liver failure a year. I blame people that are out of control. I don't blame gun manufacturers whenever their firearms are used to kill somebody. It's the person that did it. But in the case of Walmart, you can give them plenty of blame because they game the system. They're monopoly capitalists, not free market capitalists. But Americans put their head in the noose with Walmart. And now Walmart is closing in a lot of areas because the country's in a depression in many sectors. It's an unevenly distributed depression. Just like the future's here, it's just unevenly distributed. And that's what the future is all about, is diplomatic immunity above the law for the globalist, but the average person has absolutely no rights. So let's go to this Donald Trump clip.
Who do I see as strongest? You know, it changes from, the only thing constant is Trump. I mean, all of them change on the bottom. They're going up and down like yo-yos. But I've been up there for a long time, and I hope I'm going to be up there for a long time. You know, I read a lot of the phony reports, a couple of reports today in the paper saying, oh, well, you know, when Donald Trump gets tired of doing this, he's doing great, and he's leading all the polls. But at some point, he'll get, I'm not going anywhere, folks. I'm not doing this for my health. I'm doing this to make America great again. And again is a very important word. Very important word. I'm not going anywhere. I'm not going anywhere. Got a lot of money. I don't need people funding me like the other candidates. I have people coming up all the time wanting to give me millions of dollars. $5 million last week I turned down from one man. I said, I don't want your money. And I think that resonates with people. I really think it resonates with people.
As if Donald Trump's interest won't become fabulously more rich if he gets to the presidency. Hillary Clinton went into the governor's house with her husband worth nothing. She was worth, what was it, $2 million? I remember covering it at the time whenever Clinton got elected president. Now, Hillary and Clinton, I saw the headline 2 days ago, made $140-plus million. Check my memory. Clinton's made over $100 million in the last year together. And that's with all their inside deals. I'm not saying Trump's doing that. But I noticed he said, what made America great again? And that's true. My memory was right. Clinton's earned nearly $141 million from 2007 to 2014. So it was over 7-8 years, not a year. See, my memory fails. I read so much news. That's why I double check it. The crew takes everything I say, basically, puts it in the search engine and checks it. And I'm right about 95% of the time. I was wrong right there. Let's put it up. I'm sorry. They earned $141 million in the last 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 years. Of course, that's not counting their foundation that made hundreds and hundreds of millions as well, that they have their houses and helicopters and jets in. So if you add that together, it's way, way more than that. But it's been good for them. Good for them. You know, when they go to Japan and speaking at $1 million, what do you think that is? It's a payoff for stuff they did for Japan when they were president, because they were co-presidents, basically. And then now, she was at the State Department, gets money from dictators, but that's okay. The Clinton charity earned $2 billion since it was founded in 2011. $144 million in 2013 alone. And see, that's why I wanted them to pull that up. That's what my memory does. 10 years ago, it was almost photographic. It wouldn't have made that mistake. I flipped numbers now. I knew it was 140-something million in 1 year. That was the foundation. But that's constantly the mistake I make. I flip numbers that are in the same area and the same people. I'll get them mixed up in my memory. But that's why I have a crew to check everything I say. So, excuse me, it was 140-plus million in their foundation in a year and 140-something million in the last 8 years for them as personal profit. But, of course, like Bill Gates and all these other people, most of their money is in foundations that's tax-free. If you try to set something up like that, they come and arrest you. But they're allowed to operate like that. Now, we got big news coming up. I'm going to get back to Donald Trump here in a moment. But San Francisco earthquake, is this the big one? That's the one in Telegraph, and that ties into this earthquake 4.2 that hit Southern Colorado. I tell you, tectonically, the Ring of Fire is on fire, and it connects in from California and the West Coast into the central areas around Colorado, and we are due for some big activity. And a major earthquake hitting the West Coast that a lot of analysts think, if it makes the faults go in, could actually create an inland sea. If you look right there at where they think the earthquake may hit, you notice if that fully falls in, the ocean would come in there. That's a seismic map, but notice where it's all centered. It would create a inlet up north of San Francisco that's already there and flood everything if the ground lowers. Talk about California falling off in the ocean like Baja. That will cause a depression. Supervolcano goes off. By the way, they keep saying something giant's coming in September, and I've been hearing this for a year, and I kind of poo-pooed it. I mean, I'm not knocking Jewish mysticism and blood moons and all the rest of it, because historically things have happened on those dates. But there's an article up on Infowars.com, the big list of 33 things that are going to happen in September 2015. Everybody keeps saying September 24th is the big date. And I would hear this about a year ago, and I'll be honest, I'd kind of roll my eyes. The Pope, though, didn't announce until a few months ago that that's when he's going to address the joint session of Congress. First time ever, a foreign head of state of a religious order lecturing Congress. But let's go to David Knight's report right now, looking at different angles of Donald Trump. Here it is.
Unlike every other campaign I've ever seen, from president to dog catcher, Trump has avoided putting up any issues, any policy statements about anything. He's been running on the strength of his character and his opposition to open borders. Now, for the first time, we see a detailed policy statement. And of course, it's on immigration. So let's take a look at the economic, the legal, and the liberty aspects of the Trump immigration policy. Bloomberg Business asks, what would happen to the economy if Trump got his way? Bloomberg says the supply of workers would shrink a lot. They also say service occupations would feel the burn. Illegal immigrants, they say, make up 5% of the workforce, and we don't have workers to replace them. Well, that's not true at all. This year, Americans out of the workforce rose to 33%, the highest rate since 1978. We all know from personal experience that entry-level jobs are being taken by immigrants, especially the jobs that typically went to students who were seeing depression-level unemployment rates. As these charts show, since December of 2007, the entire recovery that we've had since then, 75% of jobs have gone to foreign-born workers, and we have seen declining wages in America. The Bloomberg article also says that Social Security Fund would take a hit. They cite a study that undocumented workers pay $13 billion in payroll taxes. Do you really think that most illegals are paying Social Security taxes? One of the major incentives for American businesses to hire illegal aliens in the first place is that they can save over 7.5% in payroll taxes versus paying for a citizen who is on Social Security. And if they are paying the taxes, then the person who replaces them, who is an American citizen, would be paying those same Social Security taxes. Bloomberg, Wall Street, and the Washington politicians only look at the economic cost of businesses. But what about the welfare and education costs that anyone who pays taxes are being saddled with? Our borders are being flooded with foreign students. How is that going to be paid? With property taxes. It's not just the additional students. The costs per student are higher if they need special tutors. In Philadelphia, 800 students speaking 40 different languages from 70 countries have just been registered. If any child in the world can come here illegally, and you can be compelled to pay for it, how will you be able to afford those soaring property taxes? Will you be put out of your home, or will you simply be impoverished? One excellent aspect of Trump's immigration paper is the H-1B visa abuse that he attacks. Reading from his statement, he says, increase the prevailing wage for H-1Bs. We graduate two times more Americans with STEM degrees each year than find STEM jobs. Yet as much as two-thirds of entry-level hiring for IT jobs is accomplished through the H-1B program. What are STEM jobs? Science, technology, engineering, manufacturing. The types of jobs that pay high wages that increase our standard of living. Let me repeat what he said. 50% of Americans with STEM degrees can't get jobs, yet 67% of entry-level IT jobs go to foreign workers with these H-1B visas. Let's turn to the legal aspects now. The anchor babies, that's been getting a lot of attention. The idea that foreigners could come to the U.S., have a baby, and then use that baby's citizenship to bring in an entire extended family. That is not something that you can find in the 14th Amendment. A lot of people have pushed back against the idea that we could ever stop the anchor baby program, but that's not in the text. The purpose of the 14th Amendment, remember, was to establish the rights of citizenship for freed slaves. Going back to the original passage of the 14th Amendment, in 1866, Senator Jacob Howard clearly spelled out the intent of the 14th Amendment. He said, every person born within the limits of the U.S. and subject to their jurisdiction is by virtue of natural law and national law a citizen of the United States. This will not, he writes, of course, include persons born in the United States who are foreigners, aliens, who belong to the families of ambassadors or foreign ministers accredited to the government of the United States. So it was never intended to make American citizens out of people who were born here of foreign parents who were visiting. That's what subject to the jurisdiction means. But even if you ignored that, why would you extend citizenship to the extended family? This is an abuse, and it needs to be stopped. Trump is right to call for its end. Let's turn now to liberty and law enforcement issues. I agree with Donald Trump that we should stop this ridiculous catch-and-release program of criminals who are illegal aliens. Being here illegally should not give you legal immunity. You should not be treated like you're some kind of a foreign diplomatic ambassador. Trump calls for building a wall and making Mexico pay for it. He also calls for increasing the number of immigration and customs enforcement officers by 3 times. He points out that since September 11th, we've already increased the number of ICE officers by a factor of 3. So we're going to have 10 times the number of officers. We are creating a massive police state. We don't want to turn the American West into the West Bank of Israel with all of its oppressive population control measures. He also calls for nationwide E-Verify, a new national ID card, an army of new law enforcement officers, and a gigantic wall around our country is not something that's going to stop immigration of people if you don't remove the subsidies and the incentives for them to come here. The flood of illegal immigrants is due to the incentives and the subsidies that we've created for the benefit of corporate profits and a socialist agenda. Stop those incentives and you can stop the flood of people. But creating a police state will do nothing to stop it if the incentives remain. For InfoWars, I'm David Knight.
We're going to skip this network break. David Knight has knocked it out of the park yet again. I thank God every day for the amazing reporters that we've been able to discover, like Joe Biggs, Ja'Kari Jackson, Leanne McAdoo, David Knight, our reporters, like Kit Daniels and Paul Watson, Don Salazar, Mikel Palin, just all the people. There's so many I can't mention everybody. It really is a brain trust of great people. And I think David's focused, smooth, researched approach is a nice mix to what I do and our guests do and what the other reporters do. It's a real blessing that he and his wife and family moved down here from North Carolina to be with us here in Austin, Texas. I want to get into Hillary Clinton and how much trouble she's in. I want to get into the big list of 33 things that are going to happen in September 2015. That's up on InfoWars.com. I want to cover the move now to 100 square foot apartments. Oh boy. Agenda 21 to run every facet of your life under zoning meant to basically end human freedom and privacy as we know it. They're announcing now that they're going to start passing laws in cities banning men's and women's bathrooms. And the word is the Austin City Council is going to be voting on that in the next few months. They're now writing it up. I talked to a city person I ran into today who's in zoning. I heard about it talking to a friend, and they said, yeah, no, that's coming up. Any new structures, businesses, you will not have men's and women's bathrooms. You will either go in and have one-person bathrooms. That's your choice now. They always give you a way to have a choice. That'll be phased out later. And then you will go in the bathroom with men and women together. Again, it's all about attacking any existing order and setting the precedent that you don't use the name boy or girl anything. This is so cultish. Oh, under the new zoning, we tax you extra if it's bigger than 500 square feet. That's about 6 years ago in New York. Oh, now it's 250 square feet. Oh, now it's 100. Yeah. Also, the big slumlords can rake you over the coals, and the government can charge you a bigger percentage of your paycheck, property taxes. Hope everybody likes it. No more fireplaces. No more gas-powered stoves. No more nothing when they're done. All starts with toilets and light bulbs. You watch the Green Police ad they had at the Super Bowl 5 years ago, and the firm that made it in San Francisco said, we worked with government with behavior placement to prepare the public for what's coming. And you watch. Guys, will you pull up the Audi Green Police ad, please? Them arresting people because their hot tub is above 100 degrees? Arresting people because they have old-fashioned Edison bulbs? They're coming. They mean business. They harvest living children's organs. They run narcotics and fly your children they grab out of your backyard out on DynCorp aircraft. If you're a new listener and you hear that and you go, that's insane. You know I'd be sued if that wasn't true? Go look it up. You're nothing but meat at the grocery store to them. And they don't even pay for it. So man up, grow up, and realize you're under attack. Before we go any further, ladies and gentlemen, if you're not supporting this organization, You're not supporting the info war. You're not involved in self-preservation. We are a hardcore organization, 110% dedicated to taking on the New World Order and exposing their operations. People can debate all day about who runs the New World Order. I'm going to focus on exposing that it's evil and it's bad and that it's universally attacking humanity. And we have silver bullet, colloidal silver, as you see, all the diseases, all the things, the antibiotics not working anymore, whatever. I personally have had dramatic results topically and inside my body with 30 parts per million colloidal silver, recognized as the safest and best. Consult your physician before you use it, obviously. We have 30% off a single bottle while supplies last at InfoWarsLife.com, or buy two. The regular price is already very low, and get two free. You will not find high-quality colloidal silver made in the biggest, best lab in the country. You will not find it at this price anywhere. Not for $19.95. Well, you buy two bottles, and you get two free. That is an insanely low price. InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139. Supermel Vitality, you've heard the rave reviews. All I can say is it has improved my libido and that area of my life. Let's not exaggerate, 100%. I mean, I was never had any issues, but it's just unbelievable. Praise the Lord. Natural herbs concentrated, better musculature, weight loss, dramatic energy. If I got to stay up or get to stay up and say do Coast to Coast AM or some of their big syndicated nighttime show, I'm totally exhausted. I don't drink a bunch of coffee or beer like I used to. Beer actually is a stimulant for me. That's how I went from not even being a drinker to being a drinker. Because I would have some beer to stay up, beer an hour or whatever. And I'd start smoking cigars and start smoking cigarettes. Just something to do when you're up at 2 in the morning. And I quit all that. But I just take some Super Mel Vitality now at like 6 or 7. Now, I don't do that if I want to go to sleep at 10 or 11. But if I'm staying up till 4 in the morning, I take 3 or 4 shots of Super Mel Vitality. Under the tongue, InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139. And Prostaguard sold out in our first allotment. It is the most concentrated, hardcore, 10 ingredients, known palmetto, lycopene, plant sterols, zinc, vitamin D3, selenium, copper, and other key compounds known to be so good for the prostate and more. And all just synergistically works together. Thank you all for your support. When you buy the products at InfoWarsLife.com, it makes everything we do here possible. InfoWarsHealth.com is the entire line discounted of longevity products that are excellent as well. The Beyond Tangy Tangerine 2.0, totally organic. The Pollen Burst are all game changers. That's what I mainly recommend. They've just got hundreds of products, though. They simply are the highest quality. And when you purchase at InfoWarsHealth.com, it helps fund our operation. You can sign up and get 30% off when you sign up for $10 to become a distributor. Or you can just buy directly or give them a call, 888-789-9277, 888-789-9277, InfoWarsHealth.com. Watch the informational videos and more. InfoWarsTeam.com is more focused on becoming a distributor for your store, your restaurant, your business, or just individually. But the Beyond Tangy Tangerine and Pollen Burst really helped me as well as a game changer. So that's available at InfoWarsHealth.com. All right, I'm done with the plugging. That's how we fund our operation. We do a lot less plugging than most radio hosts. As you know, plug as they come into a break, out of a break. I generally do it once an hour for 2 or 3 minutes and just get it over with. But that is how we fund ourselves, and they are game-changing products. InfoWarsStore.com has the entire family of high-quality shortwave radios, water filters, dash cams, block it pocket type stuff, books, films, apparel. It's all right there at InfoWarsStore.com. All right. Second hour straight ahead. Stay with us. Tell your friends and family. Tune in. It's essential.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
For all of recorded history, civilizations around the world praised the health benefits of silver. At InfoWars Life, our mission is to bring you the highest quality, purest, cleanest, effective colloidal silver on the market today for the lowest price available. Now, InfoWarsLife.com has taken colloidal silver to the next level using a cutting-edge technique that is free of toxic artificial additives. InfoWarsLife.com developed a silver bullet by closely working with one of the top silver manufacturers
manufacturing labs in the United States. We set out to bring you the very best at the lowest price. Find out more about the proprietary development of Silver Bullet at InfoWarsLife.com. In these times, it's essential to have high-quality colloidal silver on hand. No survival chest is complete without Silver Bullet. Exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com. Secure your Silver Bullet today at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN.